It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 698.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Welcome. We got a full house again for Friday night drinks, and Zevs is pumped up. I had to tell him to stop talking about what he was talking about before the show. Mm-hmm. What's happening, mate, on your end? What are you doing?
I'm feeling good. I might have put a little bit too much gin in the in my drink. This is from Shannon. She did an Uber Eats delivery to my house just before.
Yes.
I don't know exactly what it is. It's like a fruity drink, and then it just said mix with gin. So I put a bit of gin in the bottom, and
good boy, following instructions on a Friday night drink. So last week we were surprising people with Domino's pizzas. Shannon got one. Josh got one. And then I surprised myself. Wasn't that surprised when it came. Shannon.
I was too pissed. Yes. I'd know, to be honest, if I had been sober, I would have gotten the hint that you sending me one, I was meant to, the joke would have been to send it back. Yeah. I wasn't sort of in a position to understand that. I thought that I didn't understand how the pizza got there, so I couldn't return the favor. So I'm glad you did it.
But Shannon, you've outdone yourself. You've done another surprise for Josh and I. Mm-hmm. If you watch Ramble Campbell's video on Instagram, you will have seen that I got a surprise knock at the door at 8 p.m. last night. No one knocking at the door at 8 p.m. It's never
not
good.
Usually a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, mate, no. Tell the story? Yeah, I told you the story about the debt collector looking for the person who owns our house. No good. Yeah. Other than no that, idea. Who else could it be? No one. Anyway, especially not in these times. But what have you got us, Shannon?
So this one is from a local bar in Fitzroy called the Black Pearl.
One of the best bars on the planet.
There you go. I had no idea. I just Googled until I found something that I liked. Really? That looked aesthetically pleasing. There you go.
Many, many awards. So you've done a sterling job.
Wonderful. Well, they were lovely. And I wanted to send you guys something in return for sending me my delicious chicken parmesan pizza last week.
You don't have to say that. You don't have to say that. We got you the bottom of the barrel delivery service. And
it was pretty strange. It was pretty strange. Yeah. So that one is... The best way I think I would describe it is I didn't want to send you guys like a classic cocktail because, I mean, you just don't strike me as classic cocktail kind of guys. I'm not going to send Josh an old fashioned or send Tommy a French martini. I don't know. I just wanted to get something different. So this one is, I would liken it to maybe a Mai Tai if you've been to Hawaii. It's like a rum based sort of tropical style cocktail, and all you have to do is add ice. So it's got a few different kinds of rum in there. It's got the little dehydrated limes that you can garnish it with, and you just add an absolute topped up glass of ice and you're on.
It's, so the guy said to me,
I'm very jealous actually. I was kind of wishing I could get one myself.
But the guy said to me at the front door, he said, just add ice. He said, it's a cocktail. And I said, what do I do? He said, just add ice.
TJ, did you have Tom? Did Tom deliver yours?
I think so.
I think it was the same guy. Yeah.
So he was so lovely. I was taking my photos.
I went back and forth with them on Instagram for a couple of minutes because I had to ask him to deliver to Tommy out in the burbs. Yeah. Josh, you were easy to deliver to, but Josh,
well, Fitzroy's Tommy was very a little close bit harder. To Collingwood,
and they were really nice. So, the Black Pearl in Fitzroy, there you go. Jem knows all about it. Apparently, they're amazing. So, I can't wait to go there and check it out and have a cocktail in person when I get down to Melbourne after these.
Yeah, love it.
Maybe it could be the 21st. Could it be the 21st venue for Sevs?
Honestly, I think it would be so good.
I don't think it's right for his 21st.
Oh, really? Why?
Be a little bit, depending on where we are, there's like an upstairs. It might be a bit squishy. Mm. I think it really does need to be a scout hall.
You look nice, Jem. Are you wearing, what's that called?
I'm wearing a gown.
Oh, it looks like a jumpsuit. Is that a jumpsuit? Is that what they call it?
No, it's not a jumpsuit, but it's the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, I'm crazy. I've worn it to balls. I've worn it to and from spray tan appointments.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
I'm wild.
That's crazy.
It almost looks like one of those weighted I really want to get one of those weighted.
Because like I got my knees up here. I couldn't be more comfortable if I tried. Yeah. I'm basically horizontal at this
Josh, place. Have you finished? Have you put your cocktail into your glass?
Well, I was going to say, I want a bit of a verdict eventually when you have it. You don't have to have it straight away.
I've never received a bladder before.
Josh, this looks like you've been pulled over for a drug test after a long flight from LA.
Oh, definitely.
Exactly what this looks like. Anyway, look, I'm pouring it in. Pouring it.
Oh, you're pouring. Shannon, that was a good pour. Tell us what you're drinking because it looks lovely.
So this is a cosmopolitan, as you were, correct?
Which Sex and the City character are you?
You're look, Carrie.
I'm not Samantha.
I'm not Carrie.
Carrie, no. Gem's Samantha. I would like to say a mix of Miranda and Charlotte. Hybrid. A hybrid, if you will.
Yep.
Who's the old root rat in that show? What's Samantha?
That would be
not saying that's you. I'm just does anyone want to be her? Hands up. We got a lot of ladies in the house.
Yeah, she's ballsy.
Yeah. She holds her own.
Do you remember when there's the interview of her sort of cracking it? Have you like not to get
Oh yeah, she cracks it all the time.
Like in real life.
Oh really? Yesterday.
No, she was really. She actually was. Sort of
apparently she's quite. Apparently she's quite difficult to work with. Yeah. Kim.
Well,
Cattrall, but
what I've heard, I mean, what Kim has said on the interviews is that Sarah Jessica Parker just ignores her until they've got sort of the next.
I love that. I love that you know so much about Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Do you know this shit? Did you do
I met Sarah Jessica Parker. It's not a big deal.
Did you do a Sex in the City? You did it. Oh,
I did it, yeah.
Okay.
You have the choice of going to the dildo factory or the pizza shop. And we were like, Brie and I were the only ones that went to the pizza shop. But it's a very bizarre.
I thought you were going to say the dildo factory.
No, everyone's. I feel like that's the cliche. You get the good photos at the shop, you know.
So, guys, I've actually created the drink. It looks quite good. Shannon, you sent a photo through of what it looks like.
You have a Nando's table number.
just wanted to check the temperature in the room. Is that your gear? That's your gear, Josh? Did I beat you to it?
No, that's okay. You can use it.
So hang on. I will give it a little photo.
Okay, here we go. Little Insta story. Sorry about this.
Here we go.
It's the maid at the restaurant that just needs to take a photo of his palm.
Definitely.
Whoa. It's quite strong.
Is it cinnamon? It smells cinnamony from the bladder.
Wow.
Oof. Cinnamon.
Please stop saying bladder. I need you to.
It is a bladder, though, isn't it? I just learned that. Is it a?
It's a bag.
It's
played,
good.
TJ last night played Monopoly with Nick.
Oh, here we go.
Nick, mate, what did you think of Monopoly? Is this the first time you played virtual Monopoly?
It was the first time I played virtual Monopoly, as you can tell, because I finished with no cash, no assets. It was a real disaster. Hopefully not a representation of life.
Was a stitch-up because Brooke asked, she wanted to finish the game because she had a uni assignment to finish. And so we wanted to beat Jake. I don't know if Jake's in the room right now, but I know, it was a nightmare. We wanted to conquer Jake. But I just wanted to get your sense of Monopoly. Like, do you think that it is something that you'd play again? Did it go too long? What sort of, if you were to give it a review, what would you say?
Look, I think at the start I was a little bit, it's a slow game to start with, but once we got into it, it was a bit of fun, notwithstanding that I was really bad at it. And now, like, I think I'm going to use this isolation time to kind of build up my skills. I want to play more.
Okay, what are the skills that people are going to walk out of isolation with that have no application to their new life, their real life? Just like, mate, I'm an expert at Monopoly.
That's a pretty good one, isn't it?
I cannot manage my own personal funds, but gee, can I buy property?
What do you do for work, Nick?
I'm an accountant.
Okay, so you should be fairly good at Monopoly.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Okay.
not transferable skills. Tax and buying property are completely different.
Some of the worst dealings I've ever seen. Yeah. I don't know if you're being nice to me or you just fucked up.
There was one, look, attention to detail has always been something that's been fed down to me from my bosses. And that showed last night when I traded. I gave you $200 and my property and I got nothing in return. So, yeah. I
mean, did Josh call you his bitch at that point?
Well, I do get, I got sort of a little bit...
carried away.
The problem with me is
Power.
If I make $100, as soon as I make $100, I feel like I'm winning, whereas I could be very far down. Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to call out Nick, but also Brooke, thank you for playing Monopoly.
That's right. Really... I had a good time.
Did you win, Brooke?
No, I came second, but I didn't realize how intense it was going to be, because at the start I was in a pretty good position, and Jake was already trying to do all these deals, and that's the first time I've played the virtual one. So I was like, oh, I'll just go easy into it, try to make it a level playing field. But then I gave Jake some of my properties for a bad deal, and after that deal it went downhill and didn't catch up. We're trying to do backhand finances, but
I'm loving this, Brooke. I mean, the opportunity TJ is spewing that we've turned this Friday night drinks into a Monopoly sesh.
Did you just say I'm loving this book?
I said Brooke.
Brooke. Are you pissed? Are you that pissed?
Yeah, this is pissed.
I didn't put a little bit too much.
I was going to say, like, second or last, Brooke, it doesn't matter. You're still in the best property out of everyone on the game. The view that you've got. Can we check out your view? I've just been craving it. So we're thinking about it.
Okay, here we go. We're getting a view shot.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Look at the weather in Sydney.
It's beautiful.
Oh, mate.
Wow.
I closed my blinds, or my, what is that called, a blind? Yeah, it's a blind.
It's a window cover.
I always get confused between curtains and blinds. But no, I cover the blinds to sort of give me a sense that it's a little bit later than 4:15.
Yeah. Just quickly, JJ, you've been your efforts last Friday night were applaudable. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. You did really well. Applaudable?
No.
They weren't bad. They were amazing. I want to applaud right now. You were very pissed though. This week, you've gone the, what have you gone? A Gemma Aperol. What special?
Yeah. So, and
it's actually a Jill What special.
As you can say,
it was perfect.
Maybe it's going up on IGTV.
Yeah, I am going to put it.
Trick.
So it's 3 seconds, 1, 2, 3 for Prosecco. And then 1, 2 for Aperol, and then 1 for soda.
That's the trick, is saying it out loud. That's you've heard it here first, guys. Mm. Saying it out loud, it sounds like the dumbest thing.
Yeah,
that I have it makes sense. Take.
But doing it and saying it out loud, you will never get it.
You know the funny thing? I was at
a subpar spritz in all my life. Yeah,
so I was at a 40th the other month. And it was the same. We're doing espresso martinis. It was all pre sort of done in the bottles, ready to pour in. And they were instructing people to do the second call out count like you have. Well, if there was a camera at the station where everyone, imagine pissed people at the end just yelling the numbers, slurring them.
Oh, that'll be me this evening. I'm going
to
get real weird.
It's actually funny.
So Jill and Bruce are having this with their friends right now.
Oh,
they've stolen this.
Are they going to get weird? I appreciate him.
Brie grabbed me by the shoulders when I was pouring the drink at 3 o'clock. And
you said, chill out, Buble.
No,
fucking hell.
No, she said, you are funny without alcohol. And I was just like, can't I just have a drink? Why are you making this? You are charming. You are funny. And you don't need alcohol to have a good time. I'm like, do you want one?
Just a couple of affirmations.
Yeah. It was fun. And so, I appreciate it.
Annoyed about her note this morning, because sometimes I can't tell with you if it's...
No, that was shtick. I mean, George's mum, Kaz, who already hates me, because she took a long time, George, to follow me on Instagram.
She does not hate you. She loves you.
That is the number one sign that someone hates you. That's
she loves you, Josh.
Okay, well, I will say that she wrote to me on Instagram.
Did she?
Great.
And for people...
I hate you.
Yeah, well, posted, it was that. I read between the lines. But no, I did a post which I thought was sort of good shtick. It's sort of the how do I... it's the humble brag, isn't it? It's the I got a love letter, I want to share it, but I don't want to look like a wanker. And so you sort of frame it around being funny.
Where's this going?
Away with it. So yeah, Brie sent me this love, like wrote this nice message. Said, which was true, I said, Brianna Phillips used my new pen to write this and I'm pissed off, don't use my stuff.
Yeah.
And Karen wrote to that and said, ... it's a pen.
That's a mum thing, because I showed Jill that post and she said,
he's got to be joking.
Did she? To be honest, she was probably trying to do a joke there, but
I was that shtick.
She's not very good.
This is the problem. Kaz and I doing shtick together on Instagram is going to end in tears.
Yeah, she loves you, Josh. In fact, I've got some news for tomorrow.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why tomorrow?
Well, because I don't know for sure yet.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a content king. He knows how to.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to say, I've got something for tomorrow.
Yeah, he's great.
No, I appreciate that.
Let's get a little clap for George's hump day replay.
Oh, unbelievable. Good one, George. Smashed it, guys. Appreciate it.
Pete Murray.
Pete Murray. You're a creative little unicorn, aren't you, Georgie boy?
I actually wanted to.
I'm not Josh.
No. You appreciate it from me, too. Everything Tommy says, I say as well. Lara has been working on getting her espresso shot styled in for the espresso martinis. Lara, how did you go?
I mean, well, you should have checked in earlier because it's pretty much gone. I don't have martini glasses. That's one thing I realized. Okay. So it's in a wine glass, but it's pretty much gone. But it actually turned out really well because prior to having the coffee machine, I used to make it out of like French press coffee, but it never got that like nice froth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've like wasted a lot of coffee, but that coffee machine's perfect now. I can have coffees in the day and espresso martinis at night.
Don't you work at a cafe?
I do. But
can't
it's
you just nick in to get a few shots and head out?
Oh, well, sort of. I mean, live and like 40 minutes away from where I work. So I can't really nick in, but I have like on times like going into things, I can like drop in, make myself a coffee and keep going. But it's been closed for a while. So I'd have to like turn the coffee machine on. And
you'd have to break in. I don't want you to do a break in.
I've got a key.
So where do you get your coffee beans? Do you get your coffee beans from work or where do you get your coffee beans from?
Yeah. So I just use whatever I use at work, which is in the black mystery bags. Or I go where my sister works as well, just a local cafe.
I reckon those black mysterious bags are the ones that TJ, that you did the expose on with the 7-Eleven coffee. It's probably that sort of...
Oh, hang on. I got one behind me.
Oh, here we go. This is a where is it from, TJ? Where did you go to get this?
Sebs and I. Remember Sebs when we
back in the day.
We didn't really know each other then. What did you think of me? This was when Sebs first started coming into the office.
Oh, no, I was all for it.
You got back. You've always been all for it. You've been leaning in since day one. You just haven't known. So there's a place in Preston called Mocha Pan Coffee. And during my expose of 7-Eleven coffee, I went and I found the roasters that do the 7-Eleven coffee, and I went.
But that coffee bag's from a bin, isn't it? Did you do some dumpster diving?
I saw the guy just put it in, and I grabbed it.
Okay.
Is the 3-second rule apply to a bin, or is that just the floor?
No, I think it's pretty disgusting. Just the floor. People who don't know the 7-Eleven thing, what did you do?
Oh, Sevs and I worked out. He actually, did you film that? I think you filmed a bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sebs and I worked out
all the shaky parts.
How's the white balance?
A $2, a $2. Yeah, he shakes a lot. It's amazing. It's weird, to be honest. A $2 coffee latte from 7-Eleven fits inside a $1 cup. And so the predicament is for 7-Eleven that their more expensive one fits inside a $1 one. So why would you pay $2 when you can get the $1 one?
But the point is, it was just the size of the cup, wasn't it? But you got on the project, which is like a Australian sort of, what do you call it? Like a current affair program.
Sebs and I worked hard. We spent days sending out links to people. And do you remember when we got the call from the person from the project? And they were yeah, we want you on. And then I was like, fuck yeah, this is great.
Friday Arvo.
Yeah. They're like, can you come in tonight? They were like, this loser's got nothing on this one.
Did you know that you weren't going to go on the panel? So you were in Melbourne, but they basically put you in a room next to the panel and then cut to you.
Yeah, they found out I got the bag from the bin, and then they're like, fucking this guy. This was pre-coronavirus. They were amazing how they wanted to socially distance from me. But they put me downstairs. It was like the project has two floors, maybe three floors, and I was put on... They put me on the green room on the floor that the project's recorded on, and they let me drink beers and eat food. Then they took me downstairs to go into this little room where they had a green screen and they had an earpiece in my ear, and I was looking down the barrel of the camera, and they threw to, you couldn't see them, right?
Mm-hmm. And so you're looking at a camera, you're in a quiet room, and you're just hearing it come through your ear. And I was, and they did it live though, which was good. That mm-hmm. was the Constellation Prize. Not live on the desk, but live to air.
Live. What did you think of live TV? What did you get nervous?
Oh, mate, I'm made for telly.
Mm-hmm. It's television's Tommy Jacket.
TV's Tommy Jacket.
TV's I wanted Tommy to call out Mike Miller. Mike. So I met Mike in 2012. He was my Airbnb host.
Oh, wow.
At the time, he worked for Pixar and it was in San Francisco. And he allowed me to go to Oakland and you gave me a tour. Do you remember that, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was great. And do you remember the burger?
Sorry, hang on. Mike, I thought you were smoking a bong for a moment. You've got an apparatus in your hand. What is that, first of all?
So this is called an absinthe pipe. It's absinthe in there. You put the little sugar cube in here, some ice in there, water, and a whole bunch of absinthe, and then it does its thing.
That's so cool. Sorry, guys. We need to all go to an absinthe bar. I went to one in Sydney. It is a next level experience. And you walk out and you, if you lit a match, you'd blow up.
Can you have it in Australia?
So much alcohol, the contents. Yeah. Absinthe. What are you talking about?
I thought that it was, cause is that what's in Jaeger bombs or no?
I don't know.
Jaeger. Anyway.
Sorry.
Guys. Back to Pixar.
Yeah, no, I just remember, Mike, do you remember the, I got whatever you had at the basically for lunch, you get sort of at the time you when you worked at Pixar, you had you would get lunch. What's it called when you sort of get a lower rate? It was sort of a good deal.
A subsidized lunch.
Subsidized lunch. That's it. Yeah. Do you remember the burger hack that you told me to get?
No.
Remember what you add on a burger to make it delicious?
I don't know.
It was blue cheese. Blue cheese. You said, mate, you need to add the blue cheese on the burger. Oh, I do that all the
time. Blue cheese is the best.
It's delicious. Yeah, it was like the best. Like I had the best time. You showed me around. We had like blue cheese burgers. TJ, your mic is muted. If that's you're talking as if you're really having conversation.
No, I was joking. Okay. I was just saying, Josh remembers nearly everything except for what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
But if it happened in the past, he somehow remembers it. So. Your blue cheese thing.
And that was a good time.
What year was that, JJ?
That was 2012. Great year.
And so are you still living in San Francisco, Mike?
No, I'm out in Utah now. That's where I was from before San Francisco.
Yeah, Utah is sick. So can you tell us, so the Utah is known for like Mormonism and stuff like that. Were you ever sort of involved in all of that? Or what is it like living in Utah?
No, so I mean, I was raised here, went to high school here, and we've got, I had a ton of Mormon friends, but I'm not one.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like the, I saw a great doco on like the, there was a great one on like prescription medication because they can't do booze and things like that. They end up,
fucked up on the valley.
Yeah. They pop up.
Because it's legal. So it's gotta be okay. Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Weird. Are there great walks where you are? Because when I've been to Utah, there's like amazing treks and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I mean Utah. If you've ever been to Southern Utah, we've got Arches National Park. We've got I think the most national parks, or a lot of them anyway. Really beautiful ones to go check out.
So hang on, Josh, randomly picked an Airbnb in San Francisco.
Yes.
And you paid your money.
Yes.
And Mike received your cash, and were you doing a shared accommodation at that point?
It was my condo that I had, and I just had a spare room that I would rent out.
So cool! And so you guys have stayed in touch, and this is the first time you've spoken in how long?
Well, Mike's building a new tech company, and so it's got a podcasting related to it. So I was like, mate, I'm happy to. Are you chomping right now, TJ? Have you muted your microphone so you can chomp your chips? Is that what's yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
I'm not an asshole.
No, that's what I love, because I remember I was so blown away with the Mike as a host. I remember it was in February because it was Macworld was on, and it was right when I've just
classic.
I've
just classic.
I just muted myself. I tried to admit Harry into the no, I
it's all good. I did it.
It was right when the Super Bowl was on. And then I remember that we had a musical night at your place. and you had all your friends around. It was amazing. But I remember I was just so blown away because it was like this whole nother world, like the whole tech industry in San Francisco. And I remember Pixar had their own bus. And so like when I got to Oakland, I would go on the Pixar bus and I arrived there. I mean, has San Francisco...
Oh my God. Hang on. Sorry. Just one second.
Yeah.
Did you, because I remember Josh telling me about some kind Airbnb person that gave him an iPad.
No, I gave him a Kindle, yeah.
You gave him a Kindle?
Yeah. Who's still got the Kindle, Mike? Or have you sold it? Like, because I got 97 at Kindle and he sold it on Facebook Marketplace.
I died because I tried to use it in the hot tub.
That'll do it.
I pay Mr. 97, so Mason, Mr. 97, who's up the top. He got given an Kindle.
Yeah, Kindle.
From Josh, and then he sold it on eBay.
A week later. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm glad yours perished in the hot tub, mate. There's a lot of shit that's perished in the hot tub, and that's one of the good ones.
It was that whole thing of like 2012, San Francisco, like walking around, seeing all of these like tech companies. And I just remember like Amazon, like I remember like Kindle was a big thing. It still had like the whole keyboard,
Josh,
and things like
that. I was
like
thinking about you this week, like when we had Shane Jacobson on the show, and I was thinking, I'm actually glad that George's mum's book that she sent went to you, that is the unusual animal friendships. Because I feel like it is almost you. You're an unusual animal. Mm-hmm. And you've got all these friends that you see that should be, they shouldn't be your friends. You know what I mean?
Like, that's the only way I can Mike's get friends.
What animal's Mike and what animal are you?
Yeah, I'm
like, I reckon Mike's a meerkat. Look at him.
Mike, what's your spirit animal? Have you got a spirit animal?
He's got a horse on his shirt.
Yeah.
Owls are my spirit animal.
An owl? Do you like owls? They're nocturnal. Do you stay? I remember.
So it's midnight right now.
Really? Oh, dude. That's impressive. You even got, I remember just after I left, you got into the Soylent. Can you explain what Soylent
means?
Okay. So you guys don't know Soylent. Soylent's a powder that has 100% of everything your body needs to survive. So you can stop eating food and just eat this powder that you mix with water. And it's like a protein shake, but it has everything. It has fat, has carbs, has every micronutrient. You don't need to eat anything ever again.
Dude, it doesn't this is taste some, like anything. This is some Silicon Valley shit right now. Yeah, like, this is some rich fucking Elon Musk's just going, how do I eat powder and live forever?
Like, this was like 2012 that you were doing it. How did you feel after, how long did you just eat Soylent for?
So I went 2 weeks with just Soylent because I thought it would be a fun little experiment and actually felt great. I don't know, you stop being hungry and you're not overeating it because why would you? It's tasteless and isn't that great. but yeah.
So what are you mixing it with anything like water or milk?
I mix it with Crystal Light. So flavor, you know, like, you know, to add a little bit of flavor, but just water.
So you live for 2 weeks, Mike, on that shit.
Yeah. And then I go to Burning Man and it's great for that because you just bring powder and water and then you can survive for a week.
It's amazing. It's a powder diet.
Burning Man. Woo!
I actually had some earlier today. I figured out that you can mix it with water, put it in an ice cream maker, and it turns into ice cream. That's really,
really, really shit ice cream.
No, but then you put, you know, strawberries on it and topping on it.
Oh, really? Was it? So what do you know? What are the main? What's like the base? Do you know?
So I think it's called Soylent because it was originally soy and lentils, but it's moved on from that. And it's a whole bunch of different things. There's oat based carbs. There's, some maltodextrin or something for fast acting carbs. And there's oil, something for fat. I forgot what it is, but.
Mike, is San Francisco like Silicon Valley? Is it like Hollywood? You go there and you get burnt. You want to be an actor. You don't land a role. I'm not saying that's what happened to you, mate, but is it like the same thing in business? Like, do people go there thinking, fuck, I'm going to create this unbelievable app or work for Facebook, and then they get burned?
You usually don't go there unless you know what you're doing because it's too expensive. You know, it doesn't make sense. Like, I moved there coming out of college and I had a job. I lined up and I went out there for that, but it'd be kind of hard to go there with an app idea trying to make it happen. See, that's part of the reason why I'm back in Utah, where it's cheaper to live here and I can build something and not, you know, be hemorrhaging money.
On yeah. rent. I mean, it's so crazy the rent there. But yeah, there is something, I guess, energetic about being in that type of city. But,
well, I think, what do you think about, like, I mean, this time is like, how much does geography play in building something? And in the past, it's like being a stockbroker in New York City is a fucking big deal. Being an actor in Hollywood is huge. Being, you know, and you've got the equivalent in Australia, Sydney, you know, financial hub or whatever, arts in Victoria. How much do you think now with what's going on, it's shifting away? Or do you still need to build? Like, I feel like we could probably do it now and keep going with what we've done. But it's been advantageous being in a place where all our mates are and we can physically see them. What do you think, Mike?
Absolutely. I mean, connections are everything, obviously. So, yeah, like, you have the serendipitous moments of you're walking on the street and you see Steve Jobs, you know, walking by or whatever.
Is that true? Is this a real life example?
Yeah, happened to Steve. Last week.
So back when I worked at Pixar, Steve Jobs invented Pixar. Like, he helped Pixar get off the ground and help make it happen. One of our buildings is named after him, the Steve Jobs building. And he would come sometimes and watch the premieres of the movies. I don't know, Josh, did you come watch a movie?
No, I never saw a movie. No.
Okay, yeah, we have a big theater there. And we would
gave you a Kindle and didn't even watch a movie.
Fucking Mike, come on, bro.
Yeah, we would screen movies and Steve Jobs would sometimes come, so he you know, would come in and out.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's amazing.
Great seeing you, Mike. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Yeah,
thank you. Glad to be around.
we had these two girls stay with us in St Kilda when we were illegally Airbnb-ing.
What do you mean you were illegally Airbnb-ing? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, when you rent a place, I don't know. Mike seems like a rule breaker. Look at him. He looks nasty as shit.
He looks
like a badass. When you rent a place, you cannot Airbnb the joint. Mm. Hands up if you're Airbnb-ing a joint that you're renting. Anyone here?
Any
no rule breakers.
Not a single person.
Absolute pussies.
Oh, I mean, you can't.
You're not meant to. And so anyway, we had these two lovely girls from California that came and stayed with us for a whole week, and they paid our whole rent for that week. It was great. Right. And we had dinners with them. Like, sometimes you just gel with them and sometimes you don't. And one of the couples was German. And they couldn't understand really what we're saying. Mm. And at one point, she had some flowers that were given to her by her partner. And Amy said, "Oh, look at those flowers." And we still have a running gag where she said, she kind of looked like a bit like, she said, "My flowers." And we say this thing to each other, "My flowers." Like, she was defensive about whose flowers they were. It was bizarre.
It's a good Airbnb story. If you have an Airbnb story.
Yeah. Hands up if you've got a good Airbnb story.
No, TJ. Scooter Derek's got one. Scooter, how you going, mate?
Yeah. G'day, everyone. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're really good.
Got some fold back problems.
Oh, no.
So my wife and I, we weren't married at the stage. We were in Scotland. We went for a tour of a distillery. So we did this distillery tour, and they showed us how they did it all. We got to the end, and there was these big barrels that you sat at, and they had a piece of paper and these glasses that probably had, like, port glasses, probably about two or three shots in each of clear and all these different coloured drinks. And then they gave us the talk about everything, and we're sitting at this barrel, me and Fiona, and we drank one at a time. Mm-hmm. And as they're telling us that, oh, this is the clear shit that comes straight out of the distillery before it's put the before it's flavored or anything. We're going, yep, cool. And we got to the end, and I said, oh, fuck, Fiona, look at everyone else's barrel. And she looked, and it was like they were sipping and tasting because they were proper tourists having a taste. And we necked everything, and we were literally paro. and then we got carried away and bought about 200 pounds worth of whiskey.
Yeah, great.
And then we had to leave the hire car and just walk down the street in this little tiny town in somewhere, I don't know where, and we saw a sign and just banged on the door. This is in Scotland, so we banged on the door going, And the woman said, "Hey, come in." Perfectly natural. She didn't even blink that a couple of paralytic tourists had just knocked on the door. She put us upstairs and took care of us.
So it's the old school Airbnb. That's how you used to do
it. Yeah, yeah. That was before Airbnb existed, wasn't it, Derek?
Because the review would have been horrendous.
There wasn't any air involved.
Mate, we didn't ask for bed and breakfast stories.
Yeah, look, how are you there, just sitting on that story, Derek Scooter? I feel like we could have asked anything. We could have asked you anything and you would have gone to that story. Yeah, it's a chance.
It's not the one I had ready, but it doesn't matter.
That's great. It's illegal in New York City. Like I've been there a bunch of times and I didn't know that it was illegal to Airbnb your joint out in New York City,
mm-hmm.
which is bizarre. But everyone's still doing it, right?
Yeah, they get funny about it.
Yeah. I'm pretty pissed thanks to Shannon's cocktail. Thanks, Shannon. I just unmute
me too. I think I put a little bit too much gin in it.
Isn't it funny how, like, I know that TJ, one of your... the things you hate the most is when people talk about how pissed they are while they're pissed.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
No, go for it.
No, but I don't complain about, like, how do you feel? How do you feel? Like, this is feeling funny. This is like, this is strange.
So is my head spinning a bit too much? Too much for you.
Grace is worried, by the way.
Grace is worried. Yeah.
She looks like she's panicking.
All right, anyway, so it's taken effect. I'm glad.
No, well, I haven't even had. I'm keeping it for the kick-ons. I've just been doing the Aperol.
That cocktail looks like shit. Put that garnish on it. Put more. I will
eventually.
Put more ice. Put the little Nando's flag on it.
I feel like Emma's busy. Emma, what are you doing? I feel like you're doing 100 things at once today. Are you okay this week? What's happening?
Yeah, I know. Look, to be honest, the chat was freaking me out that I was way behind. So I've just moved room. So I've got my keyboard. My phone's on charge. I feel like I can now, everything's normal again.
Okay. How was your week? How are you feeling? How's things?
Oh, look, the week's been crazy. It started with that almost 3-meter carpet python out my bedroom door.
It's outrageous.
Oh, hang on. I didn't see this.
It was disgusting.
Oh my God. Yeah. So,
Josh sent me his 3-meter carpet python.
Woof, woof.
Anyway, it was outside up a tree, outside my room. And, anyway, my 6-year-old saw it and we all freaked out. And so then I watched it and then it crawled onto my roof and I rang 2 snake catchers and they told me just to leave it.
Really?
Yeah.
And so now I live in fear. So now I look out my room. And I went up onto the roof to see if I could see it, but I just don't know if now it lives here, the ceiling. I just don't know.
Have you ever had a snake in your pool before? I feel like...
No, I've never had a snake in the pool. I've never had a snake anywhere here. I live like near the beach. I don't know why there's a snake.
Where are you? Are you in Brisbane?
Queen? Yeah, I'm in Burleigh Heads.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah.
Far out, man. I mean, the thing is... they're not venomous, but they could strangle you.
Well,
it's a bit of a big deal.
What did the snake catchers say?
Well, the first snake catcher was a bit rude. He was like, "What are you ringing for? What do you want me to do?" And I said, "Oh, well, I just need some advice. Like, what should I be doing?" And he was like, "Do you want me to leave it or are you comfortable with it?" And I was like, "Well, not really."
Yeah.
Well, if you're comfortable with it, you should leave it. And I was like, "Oh." And so then we rang a second guy. And he was like, "It's all fine as long as you don't have a chihuahua or guinea pig." Really?
So what's the deal?
Do you have either? Do you have a chihuahua or a guinea pig?
They're both dead now.
Yeah, we learned the hard way.
Yeah.
I just kind of don't, like, I feel we're very much like our house is very open plan and everything's open. And I look at the cords on the floor and I think it's a snake and I know.
That's an interesting way. Not what you want.
What's the deal with like pain?
Can you get that snake to get that dog? Fucking annoying.
Sorry. I haven't even got my headphones in.
No, you're fine. Right. No. I feel like, has it been a bit, I mean, the kids are back at school. Is it pretty hectic?
So I've been homeschooling and a tiny bit of work and saying to Josh that... Oh my God, that's my...
It's fine. It's actually fine.
Thank you. Anyway, I was saying to Josh that my kids have meetings with their teachers at 11 a.m. each day. Do they not realize that I'm meant to be watching podcasts then?
It's a nightmare.
So now, yeah, it's a nightmare. Anyway, I'm adjusting.
Doing a great job.
It sounds like it. The I mean, there was a sign that was up in your window.
Oh yeah.
Said to your kids, "Don't disturb me."
Yeah.
And so, what were you expecting? Like, at what level should they interrupt your work?
Well, it was with my boss, and she's like very high up at the university. So I was like, my dad actually lives in like a studio unit attached to my house. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, if it's urgent, go to Gramps. If there's an emergency, come to me. And my six-year-old, I said, come around the side, because I've got like doors right where I am. And she wrote she put a sign up saying her sister was being mean, and that was but then 10 seconds later she saw the snake. So
that's exciting. The
debacle happened.
The snake thing, I mean, it reminds me of when you're a kid and there's a dog in the playground. Like that.
Absolutely not, Josh. You can't be relatable in this moment. You've never dealt with a snake that's 6 foot long.
No, but I just feel like it's shutting down a school. A lot of schools are shut down due to a...
Can anybody in this call trump Emma's... Snake oh, 6 foot. Like anyone got like a
Scooter's got a story, but it involves a distillery and a Airbnb.
Tommy, when you come up to Byron, you got to be careful because there's snakes all around our house. Mum took a video of the snake.
I've got one in my office. It's called George Martin.
It was wrapped around the toilet bowl in the bathroom. Oh, that's massive. It's climbing through the windows. That's not what you want. Got to make sure the windows are shut. You got to look in the toilet every time you go.
Wow. Are you kidding me? That's full on.
That's a bit. It does.
Has anyone been bitten by a snake in the?
I have. I have. You have. Yeah, I have.
Well, yeah, you own snakes.
Yeah, I had two snakes, carpet pythons, children's pythons, but they're not like they make you bleed, but it's not venomous or it just grabs on. It feels. Yeah, it's a weird thing. You don't want to be bitten by them. The bigger they get, the more. They hurt more, mm-hmm. but it is when they're babies, they just bite non-stop, and it's just like, oh, stop it, friend. Stop
it. It's almost like the whole tiger.
Sure you reacted that cool.
Stop, friend.
No, when they're like size of a straw, and they're as skinny as a straw, mm-hmm. they don't hurt at all. Like their fangs aren't really going in. It's when they get to 2 or 3 years old that they actually start hurting, and you have to. When they bite you, they hold on, and then you got to put them under cold water. Mm. It's annoying.
The size of the straw, it reminded me, I used a metal straw at home the other day.
Really?
I know that straws are obviously bad for the environment, but metal straws hurt my teeth.
I've got one right now.
I'm going to have to. No, I will deal with it soon. I'm getting
very black pearl.
No, but what you use. George? I couldn't drink
It suits the drink that you're having because they have them at Black Pearl. So
really, George. So the whole Black Pearl thing. You're a trendy guy, so you go to Black Pearl.
had big nights there. Yeah,
big nights.
How big are we talking? Like, explain the
and with
well,
who?
That was like it used. I used to live about 40 meters from there.
Okay,
and it was there's Black Pearl, and the next door is Baxter's. Baxter's is like the dingy bar. Mm-hmm. That's actually all heaps of fun.
And so who'd you go with?
All my house and friends.
House friends.
House friends?
House friends. Yeah. And
that's nice. What time? Like, would you go only on the weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, weekends. Or if you just wanted a nice cocktail in the odd afternoon. It's expensive, though. If we had Seb's 21st day, it would cost big media company. It would probably... You'd probably go bankrupt from
Hey.
Two drinks. Yeah.
I was going to say, can you go bankrupt twice? Is
I know. I want to call out Rachel. Rachel, you're on the WhatsApp. This is your first ever time on the Friday night drinks. Does it hold up? Come back?
The snake chat wasn't the best.
Okay, no, that's okay. You don't like snakes?
No.
As in, you're scared of them? You get a phobia?
Yeah.
No, I see why. Yeah, I see why.
Do you have any pets, Rach? Any pets?
I've got a cat.
Okay. What's your cat's name? TJ, shut the fuck up. What's your cat's name?
Tim.
I love human names for animals.
Me too.
Yeah, I think that's great. My cat's name was My Cat.
Which isn't a human name.
Which is...
Look, that's my
Tim is yeah, exactly.
What were the options, Rachel, when you went from Tim, Tom, Trevor?
How'd you name it?
Well, full disclosure, I didn't actually name it. Mm-hmm. So my sister and I, we got two brothers, cat brothers, and mine is called Tim and hers is called Tam.
Oh, great. Oh, great. So two cats, so two cats at once.
Yeah, we sleep together, but we don't know anymore.
Yeah, that's so what you've done.
Do the cats ever, do you ever like catch up with the cats?
No, they ended up starting to fight with each other. So they're quite happy to be separated.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Even though they're brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Well, thank you for joining, Rach.
Maybe we should do a few rounds of people who haven't been in a Friday Night Drink. So I just want to unmute Zach. Hey, buddy. How you going, mate?
Mate, how are you?
Good. Josh, do you know Zach?
I'm trying to see where Zach... No, I don't know.
Zach's on the other page.
Oh, Zach, I've got Zach on WhatsApp. Obviously, Zach and I have been chatting on the...
Zach works for Jules Lund.
Oh, really?
At Tribe.
That's great. Fine.
I mean, I should have prefaced by, do you still work for Jules Lund at Tribe in this time?
Or something, or what's going on?
I definitely still do, yeah.
How you going, man?
Oh, really good. Yeah, it's good to be on.
We were at a talk around the corner from our place a couple of months. Oh, that was like, yeah, probably 3 or 4 months ago, where Zach and I went and watched Jules Lund do a keynote. Classic, Jules Lund talking about himself, asked people to come and watch, and we said yes. And so we rocked up. How's work at the moment? You're working in influencer marketing. Obviously, this time is kind of a bit tough for brands, businesses. What's the world of influencers and content like at the moment, mate?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's interesting. Obviously, some brands are pulling back on the digital spend, but then there's other brands that are really kind of accelerating on that as well. So we've had a bit of like, with more of our, I guess, repeat customers, they've been really sticky, which is great. But in terms of the industry itself, it's kind of been a bit more credible now, like a bit more maturity to it, a bit more cause-based marketing and messaging as opposed to just products to a face, which is great. And it's kind of what we're looking for.
Yeah, great. Anyone has any interest in influencer marketing, head over to Zach's page, hit him up in the comments.
Go to Tribe.
Yeah, tribe.co.
Do you know what I wanted to do? I want to unmute Jordan Michaelides. Jordan,
he's going mental
on the chat. I haven't had a chance. Can you just sort of give us a sense of what's happening in the chat?
He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
You're a weird fella, mate. You're an absolute unit.
As soon as like 4 o'clock comes, something happens to him.
No, I really appreciate it. Don't regret anything.
I'm not a weird unit. I'm just
you're a weird excitable.
No, you're a weird unit. Weird is right.
Yeah, don't push back on it.
Lean into it, boy.
Yeah, this weird
fine,
is so
blended
good.
Boy.
Michaelides, what's happening, mate? Tell us something weird.
Nothing too weird except Lauren's trying to talk at me at the same time while I'm trying to talk.
She's that's telling me to shut up.
Yeah. Sorry. My carer is telling me not to say bad words.
Now, what's going on? What's happening in the chat? Can you give us a little bit of a run through? Because
I don't know, man. You just got to sort of read it.
Are you a keyboard warrior? You can write shit on the chat.
Hayden and I have plans.
You have plans.
Yeah.
Where's Dib? Let's get Hayden Dib on.
Oh,
very
Hayden
quickly.
Dib.
Oh, look at him sweating.
Sorry, mate. G'day, Dib.
Oh, here he is.
Dib Dab.
Well, Jordan Michael Eads are going to start our own podcast.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? Mate, you've started about 12, fire. So I'm not that worried.
I don't need you to be unsupportive right now. I need you to support me in my endeavors. Okay?
No, I appreciate it.
Mate, we've been doing that since we met.
Yeah, go on.
What was it, Josh? What did you, who was it about the problems? What was that saying about the problems?
Oh, no, you're a guy with a lot of solutions, but someone who's got a lot of problems, you know?
What about Zach's face?
You got a solution for a guy with a lot of problems.
Yeah, that's what, for a guy with a lot of problems, you don't have
so, Dib, what's your podcast about? Just sell it in now. Have you
Laura
got a domain name?
It's called
Zach
Friendly
Fire. Nice
face.
That's Lara, is it?
Me and Jordan just debate stuff for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. Like coronavirus isn't actually a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Earth is flat.
Congratulations on Alone Together. I loved your video.
Together Alone.
Josh, I've said that we'll have Tom and Hayden on the podcast. That'd be good fun in the coming weeks.
What's your favorite? Am I going to be able to come back on?
Yeah, you can come back on, Smoothie Boy.
You're fine. Yeah.
Smoothie Boy.
Yeah. Blender Boy. Thank you very much.
Blender
Boy.
Man.
No. Get it fucking right.
No, we do Fat Fridays. We actually get government grants when we have you on.
Yeah, my carer gets a break as well. So.
It's great. It's a win.
What's the last thing you cooked? You're a good cook. What have you made?
I made focaccia yesterday. And so that's the next episode of the show. On Tuesday. Everyone tune in.
Amazing.
But yeah, I've been cooking heaps. Did make some kimchi as well.
What does it take to, do you remember when you made a gronk sauce?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
And so the kimchi, how do you make kimchi?
Kimchi is Korean chili flakes, cabbage, and what other vegetables you want, and you just got to let it ferment.
So you got to wait a while, though.
So it's pretty much what happened to the gronk sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't the gronk sauce fermenting?
It was fermenting. Fermented way too long.
Unpurposeful fermentation.
What's your favorite? Yes. Like, if you were to suggest one thing that everyone could make, like,
yeah, they're a bit pissed tonight. They can't be bothered doing dinner, but they need to do something quickly.
Make gherkins?
Gherkins.
Gherkins.
Pickling's way too hard when you're drunk. Don't pickle anything when you're drunk.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless it's your brain and you're doing it via substance.
Yeah. Make nachos. They're easy. Yeah.
Nachos are fucking great, aren't they?
Yeah, nachos, yeah. Great.
And the amount of, like, nachos was, yeah, like when mum, it's funny that mum would start making nachos. Like, is a stretch, isn't it?
You're putting nachos together. You're not really making anything.
Yeah. It's still cooking. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Can I actually have a break? Yeah, go on, Sebs.
Can I just ask when we're wrapping up? Because we're finishing. I really got to piss.
I need a piss as well.
I want to do a quick... Hayden, we love you. Zoom chat last night was great.
Seriously.
Should have brought red wine. I drank a big glass and you didn't. You're a bitch.
Thank you, everyone.
Let's just jump on to who are the people? Oliver. Hey, Oliver. How are you going, mate?
Hello.
Here he is.
Hey, mate.
How are you, man?
It's great.
Good. How about you?
I love your shirt.
It's a great shirt.
It's flamingos.
Oh, that's perfect. Great.
Where are you from, Oliver?
Czech Republic. 9 a.m. I woke up like 10 minutes before my show was about to go. I was like getting dressed and everything.
And so what are you drinking?
Nothing currently. I really haven't had time.
No, that's fine. Look at me. I'll give you a pass on that one.
I love the style. I love the style of the whole. I love the white sort of minimal look. It's great.
That's great. All right. That light in this room looks like a moon.
Yeah, it's great. Real soft light.
I actually have a blue bed.
So oh, great. Blue and green. I appreciate it. It's sort of Scooby-Doo vibes. I like it.
Yeah.
Mate, thank you for listening. Is this your first time on Friday Night Drinks?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
It's definitely.
I make you laugh.
He says, no, Oliver, we appreciate it.
Do not make you laugh. Please.
What's some weird observations, Oliver? Like listening to the show, what's something that you that we say in Australia that you think is a bit weird?
Oh, well, sometimes there is a language barrier, but the weirdest thing is that very often I feel like we just congregate in a room to watch Grace and Sebs like have a date or something like that. Like, I feel like this is some sort of weird cult where we have like some sort of weird fetish where, you know,
definitely.
We do that kind of stuff.
You have absolutely nailed it, and don't tell anyone. There's a
snippet.
I just want to bring Jess Lucas in. Hi, Jess.
G'day, Jess.
Hello. How you going?
She's Kat Sangers that we've brought her into the call. But
I can see Basil. Yeah. Me on from Bendigo, another Bendigo boy.
Yeah, we've got a few Bendigo nights. What's the nickname for people from Bendigo? Or is it just like, I'm from Bendigo?
We call it the Bendigo. Maybe Bendigo. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I love that.
What's happening in Bendigo? What's happening there at the moment, Jess?
Not too much.
Uber Eats
town is really dead, more dead than normal.
Yeah. Are you, like, is there, like, what's open? What can you get delivered?
Not too much. There's a place called Clogs and it makes the best pizzas. If you ever come up this way, you need to go there and have a pizza.
Is it a wood fire pizza?
It is. It's like, yeah. It's honestly the best pizza you ever eat.
Look, I asked George if we could stay at his mum's place. I know your parents live up there. Could we stay on their property? Is that, could we camp there or something?
Yeah, is that an option?
Yeah, come if you want to come up to Groove in the Moo. I've got, do you want to see it?
Yeah, yeah, please. Oh,
great. Here so, just FYI, Jess is helping us with producing a bunch of elements for this show. So, she's not a rando like the rest of you fuckers. So, as long as I know you, I will ask to stay at your parents' place. If that is.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, lovely.
I've got heaps of land.
What are your parents living on a golf course?
Hopefully, their pool will be done. What was that?
Do they live on a golf course? Are you living on...
What's I'm going not, on? No. It's just, it's not that big. It might just look big from up here, but yeah, we've got the dam so you can go for your morning bath.
Oh,
and then this cut a few laps around the park if you like before Grubin.
Oh, maybe perfect. It could be good for Sev's 21st. Like, I do like the idea.
Can we do Steph Claire Smith type glamping?
Oh yeah, that was great.
Can we paint the dam blue?
Yeah. Sure. We'll have to run that by him first, but
it kills everything, but it will look great.
All good. Right. Thanks for joining again, Jess. I know last week you joined us and you've been up at Mum and Dad's place, and you last week I didn't call you out. You were wearing
so embarrassing.
Whose blazer was that? You had a blazer on. Looked
it
like
was
your
my dad's. So I have no clothes. All I've brought up is like jumpers, exercise gears, and stuff. And I had to. That was my only option.
That's perfect. Thank you, mate. Thanks,
no dresses.
I'm so close to pissing my pants.
Okay, well, we better go so Travis doesn't piss his pants. We're doing kick-ons now. Thank you, everyone, in the YouTube chat. I'm going to call out some people in the YouTube chat. Sean, thank you for joining us. Casey, thank you. Karen, she's just written Mr. Big.
Kaz, George, Mr. Big.
Kaz, this is George, this is your mum. She's just written.
What does that mean?
I'm guessing you were referring to which Sex and the City character I was.
Oh.
Mr. Big. Which, I'll take Mr. Late. Big. I think that's fine.
Mr. Big. He's a bit of a big dork, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. No, he is a little bit pathetic.
He is.
Karen's making Anzac biscuits and practicing the last post. Plus, she's filled out the form thing. Yeah, well, I don't know. I completely get that.
I love it.
Well, what's the form bit? George, do you know the form?
Oh, I thought you were going to say VIP Gronk form.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what it probably is. Emma says, couldn't make the drinks, but watching live. Emma actually painted her toilet like the...
JobKeeper form, Grace.
Emma painted the wall of her toilet. It's amazing what a bit of paint can do to a room. It looks amazing. It's sort of a bit of a pink colored. It looks really great.
Oh, just in one word, can we just get a check in with the chores guy?
Yeah.
How is he handling the end
How's
of the week?
How's it going?
Oh, yeah, just at maybe just a number between 1 and 10. 1 being fuck all chores,
six,
and 10
six,
being
six, six,
an absolute
six, six.
Animal.
That's a solid effort. You've gone from a 1 to a 6. Like,
and I'm still doing like
dusted?
Yeah.
We've got amazing. I mean, we've got your partner, Brianna Phillips, here. Bree, can you hear us?
Sorry, I'm working at the same time.
So we just got a confirmation from Josh that he's a 6 out of 10 when it comes to chores, 1 being 0 chores, 10 being lots of chores.
Yeah, I'd say 6 is a good number because he started off really strong, probably a 9. Now it's dropping.
Nah, solid, mate. Don't drop below that.
You don't have to do everything. You don't have to do everything at once, right?
That's why the Instagram. That's why the Instagram content slowed right down.
Yeah. Well, no, I just don't want to be obnoxious. I understand that not everyone's doing the chores, and so I don't want to make you all feel bad.
Nick, I'm having an absolute meltdown.
Okay. All right.
I want to keep joining us. I want to keep talking to a couple of gronks on here. So let's wrap it up, and then
thedailytalkshow.com/gronks if you want to join us, and please fill out your details. If you do not fill out your phone number or your address, I won't allow it. I just won't include you on the WhatsApp. You won't be in here. Yeah. I need your details, okay?
And with the Facebook group, like, just fill in the answers.
Yeah, it's Gemma Watts as the Queen Gronk, and then however long you've listened. We don't care.
Hang on, I'm unmuting Gemma for a second.
Oh, is she the Queen Gronk?
Yeah, you are the Queen. Yeah, I mean, you've got a crown. Were you wearing that the whole episode?
Yep.
No, I put it on halfway through because I thought that would get me off mute, but nobody noticed. And by nobody, I mean those of you that are not on mute. Everyone in the chat noticed because they are my people.
I'm pretty sure that everyone in this chat can unmute themselves.
I know. You're just is going.
No, we can't.
All right, guys. Thanks, everyone. It's the Daily Talk Show. We're finishing the YouTube, and I'm off.
Hit that like button.
Everyone.